思想来纪念主耶稣基督的受难。
Thank God, this is a special gathering for us to remember the suffering of Jesus Christ.
我们可以一起来读屏幕上圣经的经文。我们可以一起起立来读。
Let's stand up and let's read the screen, scripture on the screen.
我们先看到屏幕上的经文。我们先来读路加福音的22章，我们读42节和第44节。42节起。说父啊，你若愿意，就把这杯撤去。然而不要成就我的意思，只要成就你的意思。耶稣极其伤痛，祷告更加恳切，汗珠如大雪点滴在地上。本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。既有人的样子，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。我们来祷告。我们在天上的爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。感谢你赐下你的独生爱子主耶稣基督，道成肉身来到世上。
Thank you, the only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, will become flesh and come to this world.
主耶稣在十字架上献上他自己，成为赎罪祭。
On the cross, he offered himself as a sin sacrifice.
担负世人的罪，让一切信他的人不至灭亡，反得永生。
Bear the sin of the world, that all who trust him shall not be perished, but have eternal life.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
Such a holy name of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
好，弟兄姊妹，请坐。
Please be seated.
我们今天这个聚会呢，是一个特别的聚会，纪念主耶稣受死和受难。
Today we have a special gathering and we remember the suffering and the death of Jesus Christ.
就是有第一次来到我们教会的朋友呢，就问我，就是什么时候来到教会聚会的人数是最多的。
And some friends come to church, they usually ask me, said, what day, what time actually is the most people come to church?
我说来到我们教会，我想那应该就是春节晚上的那个聚会人是最多。
And I said, well, probably we have a special gathering for the Lunar New Year, and there will be a lot of people.
那为什么这样？我说，我们会有年夜饭，估计是很重要的原因。
And I said, well, of course, lots of reasons. That's why there's lots of reasons. Of course, we have a power together.
然后我想圣诞节的聚会来的人也比较多。
And I also think, well, Christmas gathering also, there's a lot of people.
然后呢，其实我们纪念主耶稣基督的受难的聚会来的人数呢，不是最多的。
And most time when we the special gathering for remember the suffering and death of Jesus Christ, which is Good Friday, usually it's not the most people, always most people.
但是对于基督徒来说呢，纪念耶稣受难的这个特别的聚会是最最重要的聚会了。
But for Christian, actually, remember the suffering and death of Jesus Christ. It's kind of one. It's the most important gathering we can have.
因为我们在这个聚会当中，我们来思想耶稣基督的死，思想耶稣基督的受难。
Because in this gathering, we meditate, we thinking about the death and suffering of Jesus Christ.
到底什么是福音呢
？And what is the gospel actually?
大家可以看到屏幕上的经文，我给大家读一下。
And then you can look on the screen and I'll read it for you.
哥林多前书的15章1到4节，弟兄们，我如今把先前所传给你们的福音告诉你们知道，这福音你们也领受了，又靠着站立得住，并且你们若不是突然相信，能以持守我所传给你们的，就必因这福音得救。前面这两节就说到。福音使徒已经传给门徒了，那么必然靠着这个福音得救。
And the first two verses basically said that the gospel that the apostles already gave it to the Christian, and by this gospel will be saved. You will be saved.
接下来就来解释这福音到底是什么。
And then the next two verses explain what that gospel is.
第三节，我们一起读，把这两节一起读哈。三节起，我当日所领受又传给你们的， 第一就是基督照着圣经所说为我们的罪死了而且埋葬了又照圣经所说第三天复活了这就是使徒们所传的福音
And this is the gospel that apostles preached
所以使徒保罗用最简单的话把福音最最核心的内容表达出来
And so Paul basically used a very simple sentence to make the core of the gospel express the core of the gospel
第一就是主耶稣基督为我们的罪死了
The first is Jesus died for our sin
第二句就是耶稣从第三天从死里复活了
And the second is the third day he raised from the dead
所以耶稣的死与复活就是福音。
So the death of Jesus Christ and the resurrection of Jesus Christ together is the gospel.
为什么会死呢？担负世人的罪，担负你的罪，担负我的罪。
Why death? Bear our sin, yours and mine.
第三天从死里复活，也就让我们一切信他的人得到永远的生命。
And the third day he raised from death so that all of us who trust him will have the eternal life.
一切信耶稣的人战胜罪和死亡。
And all who trust Jesus Christ, we have a triumphant over sin and death.
这就是福音。
That's a gospel.
我们今天很多时候，我们基督徒给别人传福音的时候，我们往往会给别人说，信耶稣得永生，信耶稣得平安。
And a lot of time when we try to share the gospel with our friend, we say, okay, believe in Jesus, you will have eternal life. Believe in Jesus, you will have a peace.
我们很少提到耶稣的死。
And we mention less the death of Christ.
如果我们不提到耶稣的死，其实我们就没有真正的在传福音。
But if we don't mention the death of Christ, then we actually didn't truly share the gospel.
因为我们很少提到耶稣的死，为什么？因为我们提到耶稣的死，我们就要告诉人耶稣为什么死。
The reason why kind of less mentioned the death of Jesus Christ is because if we mention the death of Christ, then they have to tell people why Jesus has to die.
然后就要告诉人，因为担负你的罪，担负我的罪，担负世人的罪，耶稣受难受死。
Because you have to tell people it's bear your sin, bear my sin, and then Jesus died.
然后，当人。听到你说他是罪人的时候，那别人当然就不开心。
And of course, sinner is not a pleasant topic.
所以呢，有时候我们会回避谈论死，谈论耶稣的死。
So sometimes we try to avoid the talking about mentioned the death of Christ.
因为我们就说谈到耶稣的死，必然要指出人的罪。我们往往就会说，哎呀，让他先信，信了以后再慢慢跟他说。
And so, because when we talk about the death of Christ, then we have to mention the sin. And sometimes we kind of take the strategy of let them believe. And after that, we kind of gradually teach them or her.
但是主耶稣向我们颁布大使命的时候，要传福音给万民听的时候，其实就是要让我们告诉人全备的福音。
But when Jesus gave us the Great Commission, want us to spread the gospel to the nations, what Jesus said, we have to.Preached the spread the complete gospel.
我们在今天晚上特别的聚会呢，我们就特别来思想耶稣的死。
So today we special gather together. We think about the death of Christ.
在耶稣临上十字架的那天晚上呢，耶稣经历了最孤独的时刻。
And before he went upon cross that night, Jesus actually experienced the most lonely night.
其实有人会说，耶稣最孤独的时刻不是钉在十字架上的时刻吗
？And someone would say, well, the most lonely time was that Jesus was nailed on the cross that moment.
也可以说是，也可以说不是，因为耶稣钉在十字架上的时候，哎，左边还有一个，右边还有一个。
Well, you can say yes, and or you can say not really, because when Jesus was nailed on the cross, there's another two who was nailed with him.
他们之间还有对话呢。
And they actually have a talk.
但是当主耶稣临上十字架的那天晚上，耶稣去到客西马尼园里祷告，那个就是耶稣非常孤独的时刻了。
But before that night, when Jesus went to the Garden of Gethsemane and he went there to pray, and that is the most lonely moment that Jesus ever experienced.
在那个时刻呢，耶稣起初他也不想那么孤独的祷告，所以他让他的门徒跟他一起警醒祷告。
And at the beginning, Jesus actually don't want to be lonely, so he actually asked his disciple to go with him to pray.
但是很奇怪的就是，偏偏到那天晚上，他的门徒就特别的困，就睡着，偏偏就那天晚上。
But very strangely, that night, especially that night, and his disciples somehow get very tired. They all fall asleep.
然后耶稣也明确地告诉他，他心里很痛苦，他希望门徒跟他一起祷告，但门徒还是睡着。
And actually, Jesus is very clearly expressed to the disciples that he is in a very big agony, a pain in his heart, and but they still slept.
啊，所以那耶稣就一个人去到克西马利园里祷告，然后他同样一句话祷告三遍。
So he just by himself went to the garden to pray, and he prayed the same, again, simple prayer, but he prayed three times.
啊，我们看到屏幕上的经文，我们一起来读哈。
And let's look at the screen. Look at the scripture. Let's read together.
啊，马太福音二十六章三十九节，他就稍往前走，伏伏在地祷告说：“我父啊，倘若可行，求你叫这杯离开我。”然而不要照我的意思，只要照你的意思。第二次又去祷告说：我父啊，这杯若不能离开我，必要我喝，就愿你的旨意成全。耶稣又离开他们去了。第三次祷告说的话还是和先前一样。我这两天看到一个记者啊，采访一个企业家。
And I'm seeing a video that a reporter interviewed an entrepreneur, a business person.
然后这个企业家呢，他经历了很多很多的艰难，他现在终于成功了。记者就去采访他。
And the business person actually goes through a lot of hardship, and now it's finally successful. And so the reporter just interviewed him.
那记者就问他，那你跟别人最大的不同到底是什么？
And the reporter asked him, "So, what makes you different, most different from other people?"
然后就问他，你对年轻人有没有什么可以建议的
？And do you have any recommendation, suggestion to the young people?
然后这个企业家就想了一下，他说他觉得他跟别人最大不同就是他这个人不怎么考虑后果。
And then the businessman said he thinks the biggest difference is he never considers the consequence.
然后他说，他对于年轻人的建议呢，就是说，他建议年轻人，你去做你真正想做的事情。
And so his recommendation to the young people is just do whatever you really want to do.
那如果你不知道你真正想做什么，你就问自己三遍。
And so he said, if you really don't know what you want to do, then you ask yourself three times.
如果你问自己三遍，你得到的答案都是一样的，那你就去做就好了。
And so he said, if you ask you three times, you get the same answer, then go do it.
耶稣在那天晚上，临上十字架的那天晚上，耶稣非常的孤独，非常的痛苦。他同一个问题问了上帝，问了三遍。
And the night before Jesus went upon the cross, he is very in the great pain and agony, and is very lonely. And the same question he asked of God three times.
我们看到上帝也没有给耶稣有明确的答案。
And it seems God didn't give a clear answer to him.
上帝也没有告诉耶稣，他把这杯挪去，或者不把这杯挪去。
And God didn't tell Jesus either whether he will take away the cup or he will not take away the cup.
所以耶稣祷告就说：“若是可行，求你挪去。”那到底上帝有没有说是挪去还是不挪去呢？耶稣没有从上帝那里得到什么。
Because Jesus prays that if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. But God really didn't tell him, is he going to let it pass or do not let it pass?
但是耶稣这三次祷告，他其实也是三次表明了自己的心智。
And actually, this is three prayer, and also three times Jesus also expressed his will.
这三次祷告，耶稣看上去没有从上帝那里得到直接的回答，挪去这苦杯或者不挪去这苦杯。
So the three prayer, obviously we don't see that clear answer from God, whether let the cup pass away or not pass away.
但是这三次祷告，耶稣他自己非常清楚，非常清楚，表明他自己的心智就是 他愿意顺服。
And but this sweet prayer, and Jesus made it very clear of himself that he will submit.
他知道他要做什么，他就去做。
And he know what he want to do, and he did it.
哪怕是去被钉在十字架上，他就去做。
Even that means being crucified on the cross.
今天很多人呢，就是都不喜欢孤独啊，不喜欢一个人，喜欢很多人在一起。
Today, many people don't like to be lonely, and we want to like get a crowd together.
啊，我们希望啊，很多人可以关心我，很多人可以倾听啊，我想说的啊，很多人可以来安慰我，或者很多人可以给我建议。
And many people would like to. A lot of people can care about them, hear them, or give them a suggestion.
但是，只有当一个人真正孤独的时候。当他一个人诚诚实实面对神、面对自己的时候，才是他信心真正得到考验的时刻。
So a person when he only lonely, only himself face God, and that is the time his faith being tested.
也在那个时刻，他也真正的明白他当做什么。
And that moment he will come to realize what he need to do.
我们刚才说到耶稣在临上十字架的那天晚上，耶稣有很孤独的时刻，在那个孤独的时刻，他三次求问神，他三次明确了自己的心志，我要顺服。
And we said that at that night Jesus is in a very lonely and a pain moment, and three times he asked God the three questions, and three times he also made his own self clear about what he want to do.
那么当耶稣被钉在十字架上的时候，他却有一个伙伴，那这个伙伴甚至跟耶稣一同复活。
And when he was on the cross, he actually has a companion. That one actually partner is kind of resurrected with Jesus.
好，我们看着屏上的经文，一起来读路加福音的23:39-43。
Let's read the scripture on the screen.
39节起，那同定的两个犯人，有一个讥笑他说：“你不是基督吗？可以救自己和我们吧。”那一个就应声责备他说：“你既是一样受刑的，还不怕神吗？我们是应该的，因我们所受的与我们所做的相称。但这个人没有做过一件不好的事。”就说：“耶稣啊，你德国降临的时候，求你纪念我。”耶稣对他说：“我实在告诉你，今日你要同我在乐园里。”耶稣在克西马尼园里祷告的时候，耶稣很孤独，耶稣只有一个人。
When Jesus was praying in the Garden of Gethsemane, is very lonely. He is just by himself.
但是当耶稣他从死里复活。他要回到天家，那个时候耶稣却有一个伙伴跟耶稣一起。
But when Jesus was like from the death and he went to heaven, but he has a partner.
就是这个与耶稣一起同钉十字架的这个强盗。
And that is the thief that crucified with him.
那从这个强盗身上我们可以看到什么呢
？So from this thief, what we can see?
啊，让我们想起圣经中有一句话。就是我们若与基督同死，就信必与他同活。这个强盗就是真正的，就非常现实的意义上的，就跟耶稣同死了，一起死在十字架上了。
And this thief actually kind of like in a picture sense demonstrate the verse Romans talk about. If we unite with Christ in death, then we will resurrect with him.
而这个强盗真正就是一个与耶稣同死的人，就是非常现实意义上的，他与耶稣同死了。
And it's the very physical way, very reality way, this thief actually is died with Christ.
那耶稣就说，今日你同我在乐园里。那显然耶稣就说，你与我同活了。
And then Jesus said to him, Assuredly, I say to you, today you will be with me in the paradise, meaning,You will be resurrected with me.
所以我们今天晚上来思想耶稣的受难、耶稣的死，我们要知道， 我们要真正在基督里得生命，我们首先必须要与基督同死才可以的。
So today when we meditate the death of Christ, we have to come to realize if we want to have our life in Christ, then we have been died with Christ.
就像这个强盗，他与耶稣同死，他就与耶稣同活。
And just like the thief, and he died with Christ, and he resurrected with Christ.
那么那有人就说，那另外一个强盗不也是钉在十字架也死了？他为什么没有跟耶稣同活呢
？And we say, okay, there's another thief, and he was nailed on cross, but he is not resurrected with Christ.
显然那一个强盗一直到死，他都没有悔改，没有认罪，更没有信靠耶稣。
Of course, the other one, upon his death, he never.Confesses sin, he never trusts Jesus Christ.
也就是说，他里面那个骄傲、那个自高的那个生命，就一直到最后，他都不愿意丢下，不愿意丢下。
You can say that his pride life, sinful life, to the very end, he don't want to get it out.
而那个耶稣右边的这个呢，他丢下了他以前那个骄傲、自高的生命，他放弃了，他丢下了。然后他就承认耶稣你是我的主，所以他说得你德国降临的时候求你纪念我，就是你是我的王，你是我的王。
And the other thief basically he put down his pride and put down his sinful life and he come to Jesus, he recognized that Jesus is his king. That's what he said, you know, remember me when you come to your kingdom.
其实这两个强盗啊，他们都曾经一起嘲笑耶稣的。
Actually, these two thieves in the beginning they laughed at Jesus together.
但是后面有一个强盗他悔改了。
But later, one of them repented.
耶稣很显然，耶稣看他其实生命改变了。
And it's very obvious Jesus look at him, his life is changed.
那么。其实所有人，我们其实都像这两个强盗一样，都事实上都在走向死亡的过程当中。
So all of us, and we are like these two thieves. We are in the process of walk towards death.
一种呢，就像那个不悔改的强盗，他一直到最后，他就抓住自己的这个骄傲自高的生命，我不向任何人低头啊，我不向这个耶稣低头，我要做我的主，我要做我的王。
One just like the other thief, basically to the very end, he just don't want to cast down his own proud life, sinful life. I don't want Jesus to be my Lord. I want to be Lord of myself.
那么另外一个呢？到那个时候，他说：“我不要再做主了，我不要再坚持那个以前我的那个我。”我要来完全的顺服耶稣，他是我的王，他是我的主。
And the other one basically says, I don't want to be my Lord anymore, and I want Jesus to be my King. I want him to be my Lord.
简单说，当他钉在十字架上的时候，当那个悔改的强盗钉在十字架上，他是真的死了，就他以前的那个骄傲自高的那个生命，那是真的死了。
So the repentant thief, when he nailed on cross.His old life is truly dead.
而那个另外一个强盗虽然钉在十字架上，但是他里面那个生命一直不愿意死去。我一直不愿意死去，我一直要自己做王，自己做主。
But the other thief, even it was on the cross, but his life is still the life he don't want to be dead. He wants still be one himself, be the Lord of himself.
所以主耶稣说，凡要救自己生命的，必丧掉生命；凡为我丧掉生命的，必得到生命。
So that's what Jesus said. Whoever desires to save his life will lose it, and whoever loses life for my sake will find it.
我们在看到屏幕上的经文，我们一起来读罗马书的六章五到六节。
Let's read the scripture on the screen together.
五节起，我们若在他死的形状上与他联合。也要在他复活的形状上与他联合。我们若是与基督同死，就信与他同活。所以，我们今天思想耶稣的死，我们要思想我们自己的死。
So today, when we think about the death of Christ, we also need to think about the death of ourselves.
我们要在耶稣里得生命，我们首先要经历死。
We want to have a life in Christ, we have to go through experience the death.
当然我们在这里所说的死并不是说真正的被钉在十字架上那样的死，而是我们自己真正舍去我们自己。
Of course, we're not talking about like physically being nailed on a cross, but we're talking about truly died to ourselves.
那么舍去我们自己，什么是舍去我们自己？就像耶稣在克西马尼园的祷告，不要照我的意思，照神的意思。当耶稣讲出这句话的时候，他当他完全向上帝顺服的时候，他里面的那个己，站在人性地位上的己已经完全没有了。
So what it means we deny ourselves, death to ourselves mean deny ourselves. What it means deny ourselves, we can just look at the example of Jesus Christ. When in the Garden of Gethsemane, when he said, but your will, not mine, and that is the moment when he completely submitted himself to God, then he himself, from humanity point of view, is dead.
我们刚才读的这两句经文呢，罗马书六章五到八节呢，五节和八节，这其实呢是描述人受洗的。
And the scripture we just read is usually the kind of we use it in the ceremony of a baptism.
我们在接下来这个主日这个复活节，我们教会会有施洗的洗礼。
And this coming Sunday we have the baptism.
我们的受洗就是。我们要像耶稣一样死去，我们才能像耶稣一样从死里复活。
And baptism basically symbolizes that we're willing to die like Jesus Christ, with Jesus Christ, and then we can resurrect like Jesus Christ.
那么像耶稣一样的死去，并不是说我们都要去被钉十字架啊，对啊，而是说像耶稣那样的彻彻底底的舍弃他自己，丢掉他自己的意思，完全顺服神的心意，这就是舍己。
And of course, died with Christ doesn't mean we physically like nailed on cross like Jesus Christ, but we are doing like Jesus. We completely cast our own will, but completely submit to the will of God. That means death with Christ.
所以我们一起来读屏幕上的经文哈，《哥林多后书》的四章十节起，身上常带着耶稣的死，使耶稣的身。也显明在我们身上。什么叫身上常带着耶稣的死呢？
What means that we always carry the death in our body?
就是这个人呐、啊，你一看就说，哎呀，这个人真的是对他自己死了。
And basically, so that when people look at that person, and this person really died to himself.
我相信大家可能你可以体会这句意思。有些人你看到他，真的他心里就完全没有想到过他自己。
And I think we probably have this type of experience. When you see a certain person, you can see somebody who's just never ever think about themselves.
我们这次就是我们受洗有一些有小朋友会来受洗，其中我们跟教会执事同工以及跟小孩子面谈的时候，有一个小朋友让我非常的印象深刻。
And we have a baptism, and we have this deacons have we talk to those. Children and one of them actually have a very deep impression.
就这个小朋友啊，他总是想到别人，他总是想到别人。哪怕你称赞他，他都会说：“哎，另外一个孩子，那谁谁谁，他也是很不错的。”他总是想到别人。
And this little child always think about other people. Even you praise him, he always say, "Oh, the other are good too."
那么这是一个，当然这是一个非常小的例子啊。然后。当然就是带着耶稣死，就是说这个人他就像他自己好像死了，他心里总是想着神，心里总是想着别人，爱神爱人，唯独你从他身上似乎看不到他爱自己。
And often carry the death of Christ, a person is just you can see from this person and his love of God, love of other people, love people.The only things he hardly can see is love of himself.
所以啊，我非常的蒙福。我无论是从很多很多弟兄姊妹身上啊，就是哪怕从小朋友身上，我常常看到我身边有很多这种身上带着耶稣的死的人。他们自己可能不知道啊，但是在我看，他就是一个身上带着耶稣的死的人。他心里有别人，有别人，唯独没有他自己。
So I'm very blessed to be witness a lot of people were adult and children, and those people kind of shows they carry the death of Christ. It has God in their heart, people in their heart, most time they don't have themselves.
这样的人呢，其实耶稣的生命在他身上就显出来了。
And such a person, the life of Christ is demonstrated in their life.
很多的时候就是我甚至看到一些很有名的一些基督徒啊，很有名的布道家啊，他在那里讲福音啊，讲神学，讲圣经啊，但是我从他身上没有看到耶稣的死，
所以他
与其维护的是圣经，不如说是维护他自己的那一套理论啊，或者什么东西。
Sometimes when we can see some, I can see some evangelists or famoustheologian or something, they preach the gospel, they talk about theologian, and they talk about a lot of things, but I just couldn't see the death of Christ in them. Instead of they try to say, defend the Bible, they probably defend the certain theory of their own.
当然了，就是我们怎么看不重要啊，但是我们希望这一句经文，尤其是在今天晚上，我们来思想耶稣的死，我们要思想我死了没有，我在基督里死了没有？我如果没有在基督里面死，我如果没有从基督同死，我也没有办法在基督里面得到生命。
Of course, how we see other people, it's not that important. Important tonight when we look at this, think about death of Christ. Let's think myself. Am I died, to myself? Am I have the life of God in me?
Yeah.很多的时候呢，在这个时候，就是如果有我们当中有慕道的朋友，我们会发出邀请，邀请你来信靠耶稣基督。
And also many times in this special gathering, if you haven't believed in Jesus Christ, we invite you to accept Jesus Christ.
啊，我们今天我们要发出一个更广泛的邀请，不仅是邀请慕道的朋友，也邀请我们已经信靠主耶稣基督的弟兄姊妹。
And we also, at this moment, I want to kind of issue of each, my much a broader invitation, not only for the not having accepted Jesus Christ, but to all of us.
邀请我们什么呢？邀请我们与耶稣一同同死。
And what's that invitation? It's invite all of us to death with Christ.
让我们都跟耶稣一同死，死在十字架上。
So let's all die with Christ, died on the cross.
忘记你自己的痛苦，忘记你自己的忧虑，忘记你自己的骄傲，忘记你自己的意志。
Put down our own worries and our own pride, our own things and our own will.
告诉自己，我不算什么。
Tell ourselves, I'm nothing.
三遍，我不算什么，我不算什么，我不算什么。
Maybe three times, I'm nothing, I'm nothing, and I am nothing.
若是神的旨意，愿神的旨意行在我身上。
If it's God's will, may the will of God done in me.
所以愿今天晚上我们思想耶稣的死，也愿意我们每一个人真正的与耶稣一同同死。让我们身上也真正带着耶稣死的记号，让别人看见我们，让神看见我们，知道我们是与耶稣同死的人。
So today when we meditate the death of Christ, may we ourselves kind of become a one died with Christ. So we have the sign of we died with Christ. God see it, people can see it.
我最后我还是想感谢神啊，让我就这几天刚刚又看到从弟兄姊妹身上看到非常美好的见证。
And I want to thank God just from brothers and sisters I see a very beautiful testimony.
我有姊妹其实她有生活面对很多的困难，很大的困难就是但是呢她从来就是感恩，她从来就是从她嘴里就是感恩。
And I see a sister even goes through a lot of hardship in hislife, but always hear thanksgiving from her.
有时候我在家里跟风孩子们跟我妻子我都在说，哇，真的是感谢神，就是真的我们在想，有时候我们要是经历这样的日子，我们其实很难的。
And sometimes at home, I talk to my wife, I say, really thank God. Sometimes even if we go through the life that person has, probably it's very difficult for us.
他说一些非常平淡，非常冷静，心里充满了感恩，去解决很多的问题。然后就觉得，唯独他似乎没有考虑到他自己。
And the sister basically talked about a lot of things very peacefully and very never really kind of put too heavy on herself.
但是这其实是非常有力量的生命，就是。 保罗所说的，从耶稣那里得到生命。
And this is a kind of life with a strength. This is like Paul said, it's the life we have from Christ.
好，所以感谢神，我们今天思想耶稣基督的死与受难，我们更是希望圣灵光照我们每一个人，让我们像耶稣一样，愿意舍己顺服天父上帝，与耶稣一起同死，我们才能像耶稣那样。
Thank God, today let us think about the death of Christ and the Holy Spirit help us so we will die with Christ so we can resurrect like Jesus Christ. Let's pray together.
我们在天上那巴父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you, praise you.
感谢主耶稣在十字架上代替我们担负世人的罪，在十字架上受难受死。
Thank you, Jesus, that bear sin on the cross. Suffered and died.
愿圣灵也光照我们这些信靠主耶稣基督的人，被耶稣的宝血所赎买回来的人。May
the Holy Spirit lead us, those who purchased by the blood of Jesus Christ.
让我们也立定心志，我们也愿意与耶稣一同同死。So
we determined that we were willing to die with Christ.
只有这样，我们也才能与耶稣一同活。
Yes, we live with Christ.
我们更是愿意让耶稣的生命在我们的生命当中能够活出来。
And we more willing to let the life of Christ live out of our life.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
Such a prayer in the name of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
好，感谢神，我们这个信息就到这里。我们今天晚上还会有圣餐，啊。Yeah.